Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Whether it's skin resurfacing Botox or something called a BBL, improving on what nature gave you is certainly all the rage. But increasingly, men are opting for facial rejuvenation as our images become our brands. And our next guest founded an aesthetic business with outlets in Killarney and Dublin, and men account for a fifth of his customers. Ross Tracy is the co-founder of Facial Rejuve and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
You look fairly refreshed for a guy that got up maybe at 5 o'clock in the morning. So you're obviously using some of your own products.
I'm rested.
Tell us about the procedures that your firm does.
I suppose starting with it would be skincare. Skin health is massively important at the moment and a big element of the business. Mm. And then we get into our injectable treatments. Your holy grail is your anti-wrinkle injections. Mm-hmm. And then dermal fillers. And then also skin resurfacing and laser treatments.
Okay, now what is skin resurfacing?
Skin resurfacing is a laser treatment that would focus on fine lines, crepey skin, wrinkles and the top surface of the skin.
And is that injected or is that a cream or what?
It's a laser. So kind of like an abrasive laser that will take the top layer of the skin off, repair, and then leave you with a glow, essentially.
Okay. And I mentioned something called BBL. What is BBL?
BBL is broadband laser. It's not the Brazilian butt lift, which most people would think of. Broadband laser is a light treatment that focuses on pigment and red and veins within the skin.
Oh, so that when you've got slightly burst vessels, it can help with that?
The curse of the Celts. So Irish people generally have rosacea and broken capillaries at the side of the nose.
Is that a nice way of saying crap skin?
Pretty much, yes. Oh, okay. And freckles. We have lots of freckles, which some people love. But from a skin appearance, if you can take that out, the imperfections out of the skin, you're left with more radiant glow.
Okay. Now, so these procedures, how much would that cost? For example, the skin resurfacing, I think.
Skin resurfacing is expensive. It's about 1,100 euros for a treatment, but it's a one and done treatment.
Oh, right. Okay.
Whereas broadband light is something you would do a course of. So you do 3 treatments 4 weeks apart. Mm-hmm. They're 400 euros a session.
Right.
And then you do one maintenance a year. And that's just to maintain the results that you've achieved.
Now, I mentioned at the outset that men account for a fifth of your customers. That's a substantial number. And is that number growing?
It is, absolutely. So we started the clinic about 7 years ago, and I would say 1-2% of our clients were male. Mm. It's up to close to 20% now in the last 7 years.
Right.
I think the aesthetics industry as a whole has seen 100% growth in male treatments since 2014. Mm-hmm. And it's growing year on year. And I think what's the difference now is the modalities that are available. Where beforehand, 10, 15 years ago, it was just Botox.
Right.
And it was quite a taboo subject and people wouldn't openly talk about it.
Right.
Where now people can go on medical grade skincare, they can do the laser treatments that we just discussed, and they can get really, really natural results where people would say, you look great, as opposed to have you had work done.
Oh, right. And that is a key distinction, isn't it? So why do men do these things now? Let's say, for example, you're in your 40s or older, if it's hard to imagine, and you have your family. Why would a man do these things, do you think? Is it that comment of you look refreshed or you look great?
I think it's a confidence thing. I also think that as a generation, we're more conscious on our health, on our fitness. I think people want to look better. We want to live longer.
Mm-hmm. Is it the Instagrammability of something?
Social media definitely plays a part. I think Zoom is also a bit of a culprit. So, you know, men over the last couple of years have been looking an up-close picture of their face on a computer for the last
Not
liking what they see, where, you know, 5, 6, maybe 10 years ago, the quality of those cameras wasn't that great.
They're pretty good now.
They're pretty good now.
That's a problem.
You're looking at yourself in 4K resolution thinking, I've some deep onset lines that weren't there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I think it's more openly being discussed, especially on social media. You see a lot of people openly talking about treatments that they've had or skincare products they're using.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are a lot more comfortable now as opposed to, you know, 10 years ago, you just didn't really talk about it.
Okay. And what about big procedures like, for example, hair transplants or facelifts? Do you guys do that?
We don't do facelifts. And I think there's definitely a market for facelifts. But now the treatments have advanced so much. So as I said beforehand, it was a sprinkle of anti-wrinkle injections and a bit of dermal filler, where now you can do combination treatments. So another big one for us is Profilo, or skin rejuvenation. So basically it's like a hyaluronic acid injected into skin that will work on the hydration. So it doesn't,
and it doesn't leave a red blotch as all these injections?
You'll have a little mark for maybe 24 hours after it, like a little bee sting where the product sits underneath it, and then that diffuses throughout the skin. But it gives the skin hydration and just makes your skin look healthier, as opposed to changing how you look. So I think the big one was dermal fillers would alter the appearance by adding volume. So people start to lose volume in certain areas of the faces as they age. And to replace that lost volume was dermal filler.
And what about those people who have been on GLP-1 jabs, weight loss jabs like Mounjaro or whatever it is, and the skin might become a bit saggy where they've lost a load of weight? Is that something that you can look at?
Yes, absolutely. So dermal filler would be your best bet there, or skin tightening. So again, we're going back into the laser treatments, different modalities with light and laser to kind of re-plump the skin.
And laser is not as invasive as a skin?
No, laser is not. It's definitely, in terms of pain tolerance, it's a much more spicier treatment, I would say. There's a lot of heat going into the skin, whereas an injectable is a needle and it's quite tolerable.
But you do have to come back in 6 or 12 months.
Depending on the treatment. So dermal filler would last kind of 12 to 18 months. If you're going on to a severe case, which would be adding, you know, 6 to 8 mils of dermal filler, it's quite a lot of product. You'd need to maintain that. So for somebody at that age point, you might be saying, you know, surgical intervention is what's needed here, as opposed to doing this every 18 months.
But it is for those people with decent amount of disposable income. It's not for the average worker, though, is it?
Well, I think it's kind of, it's almost in the category now of getting your nails and your hair done. Certain anti-wrinkle treatments would cost, you know, anywhere from 300 to 450 euros. And I think especially the female audience would factor that into their maintenance.
Yes.
And they'd be coming in every 12, 14, 16 weeks.
Right.
And it's treated like, I'm getting my hair done, I'm getting my nails done,
but
I'm getting my
But men aren't in that space yet, though, mentally, are they?
Men are. They might stretch it a little bit more. So, you know, as I said to you this morning, I'm turning 40 next year.
You don't look it.
Thank you. I would be open to having treatments in the clinic. I would probably get one every 6 months. I'd let it go that little bit longer. But I don't have any deep onset lines on my forehead, but yet I still have movement. As you can see, I can move my eyebrows. I can express.
You can. And you still have three children, so fair play for keeping yourself so young looking. Ross, thank you so much for joining us. That's Ross Tracy, the co-founder of Facial Rejuve.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.